Yeah, welcome everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. My name is Jack Barugin, and you know what? I want to get right into it, folks. I am actually taping this on the 27th of November to be released on the next day, the 28th, because if there was ever a special report in a podcast, this would be it. There is a slide going on in Bitcoin. There's a lot of pain being felt out there in the crypto community. A lot of you that have been listening have been sending me messages asking me about it. I need to give you a couple of lessons, four lessons that you need to understand about this Bitcoin slide that are very important. Number one, all right, these are market lessons, folks. Number one, fear and panic are much different than greed and euphoria. Ha, how about that for a blinding glimpse of the obvious? Well, you know, now you're feeling it. A lot of you have never really been in the markets before. You know, a lot of you are newcomers to this world of volatility. But understand that when the markets go up, the psychology of a market going up is much different than that of a market going down. All right? It's very important to keep that in mind. And more importantly, it's very important to try to keep your emotions out of it. All right? Number two, this is the second lesson for all of you out there that are newcomers to the marketplace. Bitcoin, all right, for those of you that might not know this, and for those of you that are newcomers to the crypto community, has had a history of 80% pullbacks. Now, this is not the first time it's happened. It's not the second time. It's not the third time. It's actually the sixth time that it's happened. So the people that have actually been in Bitcoin know this. They have been feeling it going up and down, folks. All right? This is the characteristic of an immature market. You've still got a lot of non-believers out there. All right? Have you heard the Nariel Rabinis of the world, the ones that are telling you that it's a fraud, that it's going to zero? Well, you know what? What's going to happen is that the market's going to go right back up. And those are, you know what it is? The mushrooms all come out, okay? You know what? When it's raining, then the sun comes out and it kills them. All right? And he's a mushroom, folks. Okay? The Nariel Rabinis of the world are mushrooms. And the storms are going to come very soon. And better yet, you know what? The sun, I should say, is going to come out. And they're going to wash them all out. But here, the reality is this. And this is a quote that was being actually attributed to Warren Buffett. But when the tide comes in, you get to see who's naked. All right? Well, what that means is that there are a lot of people that were overextended. All right? People listened to their brother-in-laws and ended up buying Bitcoin at 20,000. Well, you know what? Guess what? If they didn't do any risk management, if they didn't do their homework, they're suffering some losses right now, and they're taking their losses right now, which is going to lead us to the third lesson, which I'm going to give you here in just a couple of seconds right after the break. So number one, fear and panic are different than greed and euphoria. Number two, Bitcoin has a history of going down 80% pullbacks. I'm Jack Barugin. We're going to take a couple of minutes and be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. This is a special report. If there ever was, I love saying that. You know, that makes me feel like makes me feel like Walter Cronkite for all you old-timers out there. How about that, huh? But a special report. We've had a huge slide in Bitcoin, almost 80%, all right, if you look at it from peak to trough. Now, I like that. I hate to say it that way, folks, but I like it. You know why? Because it shakes out the week longs. As a market participant, if you believe in something and you know it's still an immature market, it's that boom and bust cycle that actually drives week longs out. And I'm telling you, because these are the four lessons, and I gave you two of them right before the break, and if you didn't hear them, go back and listen, all right? The third lesson, risk management is important, all right? Understand what risk management is. All right. Use the tools at your fingertips. There are tools out there, whether they be charts, whether they be, you know, look, here, I told somebody the other day, they said, well, I can't hedge, you know, my exposure in Bitcoin because I can't really put up a margin at the S&Ps and do the futures. Well, I said, how about NVIDIA? And they scratched their head and said, well, why do you bring that up? I said, because NVIDIA has almost got a one-to-one correlation, if you think about it, with the price of Bitcoin. You know, people use that equipment to actually go out and mine Bitcoin. So guess what? That stock has suffered greatly. It might not have a one-to-one correlation as it went down like it did when it was going up for a while, but quite frankly, if there was ever a hedge against some crypto play, that would be it. I like that. Risk management, folks. And then number four. Right, and this is probably the most important lesson for all of you newcomers. The most important lesson from this move in Bitcoin. Do your own homework. I'm going to give you a good example. All right, I talked to somebody the other day. It was the beginning of November or beginning of October. And they said, well, I'm going to buy a Bitcoin on the slide here. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, you know, it's getting down to levels. I think that it's appropriate. And I said, well, don't you understand though, what's going to happen in another month? And they said, what are you talking about? I said, November 15th, folks, all right, for those of you that were not aware, is the day, the last day, funds can actually put in for redemptions for any or all of their money. And guess what's happened here in crypto? It's gone down 70%. That's a loss that they get to take on their books, all right, against any gains they might have taken in the markets, you know, a few months back. That is huge. So November 15th was the day, all right, and I was looking for it to probably be the peak down, you know, the one of those spike bottoms that we saw in crypto. And sure enough, it came right around there. It came, you know what, it came probably a couple of weeks after, but a lot of that was because you started getting people that were puking, as we call it, in the market. But do your own homework, folks, all right? Don't listen to the talking heads out there, the Nario Rabinis that are telling you it's a fraud, or those worse that have vested interests, all right, in making sure that the intermediaries, all right, are involved and that Bitcoin fails. The reality is that you believe that Bitcoin and crypto in general are going to be the future. If digital currency and digital payments are where you see everything going, then use this 80% break and take advantage of it. Four lessons, folks, that you need to understand. And these are market lessons that you, as Bitcoin and crypto participants, need to have ingrained in your mentality. I'm Jack Barugin. You've been listening to CloudSense. I'll be talking to you soon.